Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So the French President Emmanuel Macron has announced this major redevelopment of the world-famous Louvre Museum in Paris, and he was speaking in front of Leonardo da Vinci's The Mona Lisa yesterday, and he announced the plan, which includes moving that masterpiece to a brand new underground room of its own. But controversially, he announced how non-EU citizens, including those from the UK, will have to pay a higher entrance fee than EU visitors to pay for all of this. Well, I'm joined by Elaine Cobb, CBS News correspondent in Paris. Elaine, thanks for being with us. So this higher entrance fee for some visitors is part of the plan to fund the renovation. It could cost close to €1 billion. And why has he decided that it should be non-EU visitors who should pay up?
Well, Claire, it's not very common in Europe to have several tiers of ticket entry apart from age. And so this is very much part of Macron being very keen on Europe and France as a leader in Europe. And so he's pushing for the idea that non-Europeans will pay more. Now, it's not common in Europe, but this is common in other parts of the world. South America, for example, many national sites or monuments have a huge system of different tariffs for different nationalities. So it's not completely new, and it's something that he thinks is probably a better way of encouraging the locals who are nearest to keep coming and getting foreigners who want to come in to understand that, yeah, it's going to cost them more.
And the room where the Mona Lisa is, it is often very, very packed, and it really is under pressure, isn't it?
It is. They keep tinkering with where should she be, because there are 40 other paintings in that room that the majority of people don't bother seeing or can't see, because there are so many people trying to get a picture of themselves with the Mona Lisa. And let's not forget, she's a tiny little picture in comparison with many of the works of art in the Louvre, which take up entire walls. Many people say, well, that was disappointing. She's very, very small, and I was very far away. So that really makes a difference. And that's part of the reason they're saying now, let's just get a separate room. But of course, that will lead to new ticketing issues. It's like, am I buying, I just want to see the Mona Lisa to take that off? Or am I buying the Louvre and then the Mona Lisa? So, you know, all of these are being thought out, as well as where will we put her?
Mm-hmm. And the staff say that the Louvre, which hasn't been touched since the 1980s or hasn't had a major overhaul since then, that it's in a deplorable state of repair. Is the entire building in a terrible state?
It's parts of it, but there are currently several rooms closed because they're undergoing building work, repairs. Some of the security guards who are on strike frequently say, look, seriously, things keep breaking down. It's harder to keep track of people. And the entrance at the pyramid is all very well. It seems lovely. But when it starts to rain and there are crowds of people outside, it just gets messy. And that's partly why they've also come up with the idea of a new entrance on the eastern side, where there is a big square, sort of an empty square in front of that entrance. And they would just redo it so that there is a much bigger area inside for ticketing. So these are all the plans they're coming up with. It's all going to be expensive, and we've already had 10-year plans that got dropped. Mm-hmm. So expect more tinkering. None of this is set in stone.
Is this a bit of politicking here now by President Macron, who has had a very difficult time in the polls?
I think it very likely is. He's had a rough time, but he did well with Notre Dame, and you know, he might have had a sort of Notre Dame effect and gone, well, I saved one national monument, let's try another. They love me for that. Maybe they'll love me for this. And you know, he likes to have a project, and so getting involved in this, and he jumped on this after a letter from the president of the museum to the culture minister was leaked, complaining about it. And he promptly said, I'm getting involved.
Right. Okay. Well, let's see how it goes. Thank you very much to Elaine Cobb in Paris. Still to come in the next hour of the programme, we'll have reaction to that controversial revelation that the Office of Public Works spent nearly €500,000 on a new wall for a state agency. RFK's cousin, Caroline Kennedy, says he should not be US Health Secretary ahead of his confirmation hearing. And as we head into the lambing season, Maura Fey meets the farmers who are very worried about dog attacks.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.